Welcome back to the last half of Organize Anything with Colette Robichaud, our organizing coach. Now, Colette, we're talking about organizing different rooms in our house as an example of getting organized for the health of it. What about the basement?
Oh, the basement. When people
the dreaded basement.
When people call me and say that they want help with their basement, I have to admit, I shudder a little bit.
Yeah, it's got to be the worst.
It is the junk drawer of the house. Yeah. And how easy is it to just say, let's put it in the basement or the garage or the attic for that matter. But the basements, especially unfinished or even finished with issues, and we know that, you know, there can be little water issues from time to time with basements. It creates a whole new ball game down there. And if we put stuff away and leave it there, we can open up boxes and containers to very big surprises. And even people that say, oh, yeah, it's very dry and it's fine.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something about that. On December 27th, we actually suffered a flood. Mm-hmm. And it was about a foot of water in our basement. We've lived here for a very long time. First time, it just, for whatever reason, it was one of those stormy Mondays. Mm-hmm. A lot of wet snow, a lot of rain. And it was coming into our house faster than I swear I could have held a hose. So, of course, we're going through that. Mm-hmm. And I have found it to be a, without question, I love your description. It is the junk drawer of the house. Mm-hmm. And I will never utter those words again. Put it in the basement.
Exactly. So that's what we want to tell people, to banish those words. You know, instead of, I want you to think twice before you say, put it in the basement, the attic, the garage, the storage unit. Because that's not the answer. You really want to think about it. Often if you're moving it to one of those other places, there's a reason for that, you know. And people saving for cottage or kids going to university and apartments like that, really double think that as well. Because a lot of times, in the end, people go and buy new things anyway. But the basement, again, those issues you're seeing now, often people have had little floods or there are little areas of humidity or that sort of thing. And even if you're not smelling it, I walk in and immediately in a lot of places you can smell something. I say I'm like a beagle with that sort of thing, and right away I can feel it in my chest. But we, in our own homes, we have this what's called nasal fatigue. We don't know our own smells. We can say visually things become like wallpaper and we don't see the clutter, but from a smelling way, it's nasal fatigue is what we have, so we don't notice it.
I had no idea such a term existed. That's so interesting.
Yeah. So nasal a lot fatigue. Of time I'm out helping stage people's homes, or I do sort of a short walkthrough consultation, and I really approach it with all my senses to say what's going on here. So I will comment on odors in the bathroom, the basement, and things like that. But yes, if you can smell something at all, and often you won't smell it yourself, you want to ask a good friend, are you smelling something? And so what we can do there is on our warm summer days, whatever those are, sunny, get the doors open, get the windows open, anything you can do to dry out. Really, if you're clearing out a basement or something like that, the winter is not the time to do it for us in those colder climates. Go to a drier time because you may find some things you want to dry out, and get as much out and look at it and be honest with yourself. If you see things that already have some damage, it's only affecting other things. Often these areas are not the place to store anything. Again, I said soft furnishings or clothing or things people have stored. You know, you can't always wash that out, you know. So, and even the Rubbermaid or those plastic containers that we have, they're not always sealed proof. You know, air is getting in and, you know, they may be good from taking that initial flood out and keeping that out, but there's still other things getting in. And paper is a really bad one as well throughout our home. People think, oh, books, lovely old books, we'll keep them, something to keep out of the bedroom. But paper, as far as, you know, the paper breaks down, those little particles are in the air. And again, we were talking earlier about dust going in your respiratory system. Those little bits of paper going in are also an issue. People ask me how I can, you know, work in those dusty homes and things. But even on days that I'm working with people just on paper and home offices and things like that, getting old bills together, preparing for taxes, all that sort of stuff, that paper can bother you as much as some other things as well. So think about that. But once you've got wet paper in a damp area, it's not going to get better. It's just going to get worse.
And I have to tell you, it wasn't until cleaning out the basement with the insurance people if I ever say, oh, that would make such a good box for a Christmas present ever again, may be banished from my life. Because honestly, there were so many boxes of different sizes and shapes. And the guys were really funny who were helping me because he said, our basement's the same way. Everybody can relate to it.
Yeah. And again, that junk drawer sort of attitude, I'll just throw it in there till I need it. So whether it are, you know, lots of people have those extra boxes for wrapping or, you know, it's other things that they're going to save. But just really think about it. And the problem is, out of sight, out of mind, they don't recognize how much is there. So how often do you clear it up? So, you know, take an opportunity. Think about doing that more in the summer. Stop what's going in right now and really get realistic.
Yeah.
But, you know, but
yeah,
coming
realistic
up.
Realistic is key.
Yeah, coming up on a good day, get the air in there and dry it out and really think about that. And, you know, it's a good time to take a look around. And even if you don't have an issue, when you are clearing things out before you put things back, take some photographs around the corner so you know what's there and know if anything's changed, if there are any little areas that you'd want to sort of document and take a look at again. But to keep things away from the walls, up a little bit on shelves, you can gain a lot more space by going up on shelves. I really suggest those plastic shelves as well. They're easily movable if you go, they go with you. And, you know, again, they're not going to get wet like a wood shelf that is going to hold that dampness as well. You could also hose them off if you have to as well. So again, don't use your basement, storage, all those things as the junk drawer.
All right, so we're at the bottom. We might as well go to the top. The attic.
Well, the attic is a little bit like the basement, but a lot of people don't have the walk-in attics anymore. And honestly, a lot of times they are drier, not an issue. But one of the main health issues in the attic, and I was just working with a senior recently doing a downsize, and a lot of stuff were stored. There's stuff from kids, all kinds of things. One of the issues here is, you know, in the older attics are the lack of light and then the angled walls that people are hitting their heads. People have put nails up that they're hanging things on over the years. So a lot of times the people that live there really feel confident saying they know where things are. Well, you also have people in helping you move. You have got moving companies. You may have people that aren't so comfortable, or you're exhausted from looking around, or your, you know, balance has changed and you're having a bad day, or you have a cold, and that's a prime area to have an injury as well because of that. So also think on that attic or going down to the basement, the stairs. Stairs are another prime area that often contains some clutter. We often use it as what I call the launching pad to get things up or down, which are great. But a quick slip on that, usually, you know, if these stairs are uncarpeted, something, a plastic bag, a lot of things, and you're taking a tumble down the stairs. So think how those are used. I know going up into the attics, a lot of times things don't make it all the way up. You don't want to walk up, so you're sort of tossing things on there, or going down, you might toss things down the stairs. I do this as well. If they don't make it halfway and you're walking down, be very careful. So be very conscious of how we use our stairs for injury prevention as well.
What about the garage?
Well, if we want to get the garage organized for the health of it, we want to think a lot about sort of those exercise and things that keep us healthy that we often store in there. And often they're displaced all over the place. So one of the things is, you know, get them that they're accessible. You know, if we want to jump on our bike and go for a ride, we don't want to get through snow tires and, you know, clothing to donate and piles of, you know, all this other stuff. So make it accessible. Make it easy for your kids to play. You know, even big garbage cans work well to put the hockey sticks in, and big balls and things, you know, can all fit in that. So make it in a way that is easy for you to do the things you have to do to stay healthy. And often that's grouping things in one place. Keep, you know, sort of the technical stuff in one area and keep all that exercise and recreational stuff in one area that you can grab it and that, you know, either the kids can grab it or you can grab it and get on the go and get the benefits of the health issues, that health benefits that come from that.
That sounds perfect. It's perfect advice. Okay, now what about for those who may feel overwhelmed? I mean, change for a lot of people is difficult. And going through a process like this, it sort of gets worse before it gets better.
That's right.
So can you expand on what advice you could give in that regard?
Certainly. And at the top of this show, we talked about stress being sort of that umbrella mm-hmm. idea of which doesn't make us any healthier. It's a multiplier for making whatever we have a little bit worse. So we want to do this in a way that is conducive to making us feel better. And that is usually by doing little bites at a time. So we want to do a little bit at a time. And we don't necessarily have to tackle everything at once. We might say, you know, I want to get my garage organized. I'm going to work on that an hour a week through the summer, you know, just something like that. That's a bite-sized piece that's conducive to our health and keeps us healthy. Or, you know, think about bringing some other people in to assist you. Friends, family, hiring a professional organizer like myself, other resources of people that can help you do some of this stuff. So definitely don't be overwhelmed by the task. We want the health benefits from these things. So break it into smaller pieces and think about how you're going to do it in that way.
Now, this really could have an impact on some relationships, don't you think?
Absolutely. If we have a house that's sort of, you know, cluttered and, you know, we're tripping over ourselves to get out and we can't find our keys and we, you know, can't get dressed and all this sort of stuff, that we're often late, we're often not, you know, sort of making it to meetings, we're, you know, forgetting the phone numbers to return phone calls. And I know, you know, with some of my clients I work with that are chronically disorganized, they tend to separate themselves and isolate themselves a little bit because of this overwhelm that comes from a host that is a little less healthy in that it is disorganized. And what the research shows us that our health really is related to those relationships, that the bigger our network is and how we react with those, that is also a correlation to actually how long we live. So for us to promote our friendships and keeping in touch, we will live longer by doing that. So setting up good routines, like maybe every weekend we call our son or our daughter or we call our grandmother or things like that, we are also working on the health and the longevity for ourselves as well. So, you know, things like those routines really help with relationships in that, oh, well, we're going to play cards once a week or once a month, or we'll always get together on the second Tuesday and have a cup of tea. Those are the sort of things, by being organized, create healthy routines for us to promote that longevity, which are really great and really fun for us as well. We'll heal faster from an illness because we have more people in our life, and we'll live longer because of those relationships as well.
Excellent. How can somebody reach you, Colette?
Well, they can visit my website, organizeanything.com. That's organizeanything.com. Our phone number is on there, or they can email me as info@organizeanything.com, and we'd be happy to talk about your particular situation and give you some advice on how we can help take care of it.
And I have to say, your Facebook tips, they're great.
That's great, right? And they can see me on Twitter as well, Organize Now. And on the website, they can see any ways to link up with me in a variety of different social media ways.
It has been a very interesting show. A lot of great advice. Thank you so much, Colette.
Oh, it's been my pleasure as usual.